Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Mookie jumps up and he has it in the glove, and a Yankee fan ripped it out of him. But the umpire down the right field line is signaling that is an out.
The biggest voices in sports.
Appreciate everything that, you know, the Houston Astros team, and I don't think I could have gone to, you know, a much better organization than the Cubs.
The heartbreak.
It's a party at Dodger Stadium. The New York Mets, as they leave the field and head to their clubhouse, have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of as they gave their fans one of the most memorable runs in their 63-year franchise history.
The celebrations.
Here's the 1-2 pitch from Buehler. Got him swinging! That's it! It's a World Series win for LA! They've done it! They finished the job and give Los Angeles the parade it's been waiting for.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It is the Bulletin Blitz. It is Tuesday, June 17th, 2025. And I can't wait to get post from this game. Probably play it as soon as I can. Bart, the final score, Chicago Cubs 5. Milwaukee Brewers 3 to take the first game of the series. Ben Brown getting a win is something I did not envision saying today because his ERA is jacked. It's like close to 6. How about them apples, huh? Your team stinks. I want everybody to know that.
Yeah, Cubs fans, you guys are pretty fired up about this series.
Yeah.
Big brother, little brother syndrome rearing its ugly head.
I pumped the brakes there a little bit, all right? We need every win we can get. Let's go back to last night where the Indiana Pacers are at the brink of elimination, and it's the finals. You know what that means. They can only get runner-up if the Oklahoma City Thunder win it, and they have a chance to do so. Your final score is 120-109. Series heads back to Indiana for Game 6. Pascal Siakam, he had 28 points for the Pacers. But this is the first time that they're going to be trailing a series for the first time this postseason. And the hero of the day for Oklahoma City was Jalen Williams. He exploded for a career high in the playoffs, 40 points. Let's hear from both of them right now. Let's start with Pascal Siakam on what went down on this, what went wrong during the stretch. And Jalen Williams says his only focus is winning.
We didn't make the necessary plays at the right time. You know, again, like we said, there was like some rebounding or turnovers there and there that they converted into buckets, and they made some tough shots, like tough shots after tough shots, you know, in those moments, and we weren't able to get anything really going offensively at that point.
It's something more that I'll like look back on later on than like worry about what kind of statement it makes. I think the only statement we have right now is we're up 3-2 and we still have to go earn another win. But it'll be cool to look back on later on.
All right, let me tell you something about the Pacers. They've been counted out in every series. They've won every series. They've had a game that they've been counted out in that game in every series. And they've won those games. They were counted out when they were 18-20 on December 31st. In the last two seasons, in game 1 and 2... in the playoffs, they're 4-3. In games 3, they're 3-4. In game 4 of every series, they're 5-2. In game 5, that's not their best. They're 2-4. They've played in 3 game 6s in the last 2 years. They are 3-0 and 1-0 in game 7. So are we counting out the Pacers? I think we can, and Tyrese Halliburton's hurt. And we'll see the severity of that on Thursday, but it just feels like you need to. Okay, so one time I saw this dead rabbit in my driveway.
Whoa.
And I went inside to get like a garbage bag or however I was going to pick it up. And I came outside maybe 20 minutes later and it was still there. It was still dead. It's dead. But as I was shoveling into the bag, I thought, is there a chance this thing still blinks his eyes at me and is actually alive? I don't ever think I can count out that the Pacers are dead. Also, I'm brave. I got rid of a dead rabbit.
Good for you. You know what all other chances are dead right now? And that's the Edmonton Oilers Stanley Cup chances. Those are dashed and dead as that rabbit. It is final. The Florida Panthers are your back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. Final score 5-1. Absolutely dominating from pillar to post. Florida's going crazy. Hats are all over the ice. Sticks all over the ice. And
hold on, hold on, hold on. 8-7, because I'm on delay. 5, this is how long I am. 4-3-2-1. The Florida Panthers have just won the Stanley Cup.
For all of you who have been streaming a game and don't have cable, we will get more about the Florida Champions, Panthers, because I have to say Florida Champions because, like, I mix up my words. But also, Tampa has won a lot of cups, as you said earlier in the show. So congratulations to the Florida Panthers. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Let's go to some baseball.
You might.
Well, I'll be ready. Okay. Let's go to baseball here. Rafael Devers, he got traded. That was the stunner over the weekend. In fact, the news basically broke on Sunday Night Baseball, so ESPN had to like react to it in real time. He gets shipped off from Boston to San Francisco. So here is the new Giants designated hitter for now until they figure out a position for him. Rafael Devers via translator on what his mindset was Sunday when he found out about the trade.
Well, Sunday was a normal day for me until I found out that I was traded. But obviously, I took the news like a man, and I appreciate the fact that they traded me in order to give me the opportunity to continue playing baseball.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
That's very well said. Bob Melvin.
Almost like it was translated.
Bob Melvin, prior to the game, said that he's going to Devers is hitting DH today, which he did get an RBI double already. So the Giants are playing the Guardians. It's 2-2. Devers is 1-for-2. He had an RBI double. But then he's going to take grounders at first base and eventually play first base for the Giants. So he's going to DH, which he was doing, and now didn't want to play first for Boston, but is going to play first for San Francisco. And just like that, it's all been settled. How about that?
Yeah, a little weird considering that was the big beef in Boston. Maybe he just didn't like the lack of communication. I'm sure more things are going to come out in the next week or so, but What a 180 for Devers, but whatever, he's getting paid, so what do I know? Let's shift gears to the Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani, he makes his pitching debut of the season. This is coming up after UCL surgery, basically sidelined him from pitching most of last season and the bulk of this season right now. Obviously, he made his debut against the Padres. Dodgers won 6-3. Ohtani only did one inning, allowed a run, two hits. His ERA is 9. But as he continues to get stretched out, I'm sure the Dodgers would be very happy about that. And Dave Roberts was surprised pleasantly on how Ohtani looked on the mound after missing all this time.
Seeing how he's just managed the emotions of it all, you got to be extremely disciplined to be able to kind of put your mind and body in the position to do that. But the stuff, like I said, I didn't expect to see 100 tonight. I didn't expect to see the command that he had tonight. And the stuff was really good.
Yeah, touched 100. Was sort of a little upset about a ball that he had. Dodgers used 7 pitchers in that game because Shohei just went the one inning. Gave up the one earned run, 2 hits. So the issue or the question is going to be 28 pitches. So what's next? Are we up to 40? Are we up to 50? when do we get back to Shohei's going to be on the mound and he's got the chance to maybe go the distance? Or do the Dodgers not want to get to that point with some of their injuries? You think maybe they should, but Shohei's back, just in a very limited form as of now.
All right, let's get one last one in here. Let's go to the NFL, where the Ravens are trying to get things back together on track. They want to get into a deep postseason run. First, they need to get over the hump that is the Buffalo Bills. And part of that strategy is Lamar Jackson, as he talks about here, building chemistry with new teammates. DeAndre Hopkins, one of their new signings. Cooper Rush will be a backup quarterback there, I guess. John Jenkins, defensive tackle, one-year deal. Here's Lamar on the chemistry build.
Yeah, I feel like bonding with my guys help us out a lot more, you know, just on the field, just picking each other's brain, being around each other a lot more. We'll probably know what one of us is thinking ahead, you know, like we on the field, something going on. He already know what I'm thinking. I don't got to say too much.
Just a wild ending to their season last year with Mark Andrews dropping the pass. So Lamar's got to be a leader to both the new guys and to some of the guys that are returning, because the Ravens felt like that could have been it. But then for the Bills, felt like that could have been it. And once again, it was the Chiefs, who will not make the playoffs this year, according to Carlos
Ortiz.
That's right.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.